Psalm. The fear of Jehovah is the best or only reaction and response to forgiveness. Psalm 130, verses 3 and 4.
The other one you were wanting was 22:4.
By humility and fear of Jehovah are riches, honor, and life. Mark it. Now, let me read these two verses. Psalm 130, 3 and 4. If thou, O Jehovah, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? That is a frightful question, isn't it? But what does a holy God do? He provides what?
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. All right? You're just right. And how could he provide forgiveness? That's right. Pays the price. So the next verse says, but there is forgiveness with thee. Why? That thou mightest be loved? Oh, you certainly ought to. We certainly ought to. Praise, surely. Thank him, of course. But what does the text say? That thou mightest be feared. Have you and I ever thought, as a response to God's great love to show on Calvary, as he showed on Calvary, that one of the real response should be fearing him for it? Of course we love him and we thank him. But never mind. But that's what the text says. Don't argue with Scripture. Don't think that you can do any better than the Word of God indicates. If Holy Writ says that, we better abide with it. That's in the Psalms. Now, I want to bring you to a scene in the Bible that to me is one of the saddest scenes in the whole Scripture. And that is in Malachi. All right? Malachi 3:13 through 17. And you'll see what I'm talking about. Malachi 3:13 through 17. God complains against his people. Justly. Your words have been stout. The Hebrew word for stout could mean hard, harsh, or even cruel against me, says Jehovah. Yet ye say, what have we spoken against thee? And God repeats what they said. Listen to this. Ye have said, it is vain to serve God. Now, if you were God, how would you like that thrown at you? And notice by whom? His own beloved people. For whom he had done so much. And what profit is it that we have kept his charge and that we have walked mournfully before Jehovah of hosts? Do you see the insidious, insolent blasphemy here? God starts out the book, I have loved you, saith Jehovah. And yet ye say, wherewith hast thou loved us? The book of Malachi is the saddest book. And now that he continues, he repeats their words. And now we call the proud happy. The word, the Hebrew word, zedim, is presumptuous, really. The proud, happy, yea, they that work wickedness are built up. Now, how do you like that? From Israel, God's chosen people. How would you feel I mean, when you read these words, doesn't that cut you to the heart? To have that insolence, that impudence uttered to the God of all grace, to Jehovah, the sovereign of the universe? To me, that's the saddest thing I can read. Yea, they that tempt God, yea, they tempt God and escape. Look at the tyrant. And yet, when you read, God doesn't give him an answer. His heart is too broken. His heart is just irritated, lacerated. To put the human figure, he just can't talk anymore. So he walks away, and as he does, he happens to eavesdrop and listen in on a little group in verse 16. You know, John 3:16 is a beautiful verse. So is Malachi 3:16. And they that what? Say it out. They who fear the Lord, fear Jehovah. Thank God there was still a little remnant that feared him. They that feared Jehovah spoke one with another, and Jehovah hearkened. We overheard it. And heard. And that was balm to his heart. Because they said good things, pleasant things, lovely things. Things of gratitude, thankfulness, and praise, and appreciation of God. And notice, God calls his amanuensis, his stenographer. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Jehovah and that thought upon his name, Jehovah. God says, they shall be mine, saith Jehovah of hosts, even mine own possession in the day that I make up my jewels. Now, those men didn't know that God took down not long hair, not shorthand, but long hair. And it's on record. And what a gratifying surprise they will receive when they get to the other side and the Lord treats them as jewels and he crowns them. They'll say, Lord, what have we done to deserve all this? We were just plain simple folks. I know that, the Lord will say. I know it. But let me repeat what's on record, what you said about me, when the rest of your benighted brethren railed against me. And they hear it. Now, don't tell me there won't be tears and glory. There will. Not the kind, you know, that you're sad with. Tears of joy. Maybe they'll get a golf ball size knot in their throat and say, but Lord, well, we didn't know it meant that much to you. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. All right, let's stop for a few moments. Have any questions about this theme or this topic?